Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade.
Even in actuality, well, I gotta do this too.
44 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, working by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is a Friday, November the 17th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening to and tuning in. And we're going to get started at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, please give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. I'm not on the board, so if you would just say, excuse me, Dave, and I will hear you and definitely will go to you. So you can definitely do that. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Us talking is more important than hearing one person's voice. So definitely would love to hear from you all. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. It is a financial Friday, and so we're going to get started in our show. But before we do that, everyone, let's take care of some of the important administrative duties we have. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network because it is a grassroots organization, meaning that it is actually organic to you and I, not what the mainstream media says what is grassroots. That's not grassroots. That's off a corporate play on words, just like some food that they say is healthy. No, this is really organic. It was made by the people for the people, and it's only funded by the people. So you being the people, we don't have any corporate sponsors. We definitely ask that you would be fill in that gap and give some of your financial energy to make sure that this network continues to grow and bring you what you have deemed already as necessary and valuable. So you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you're there, you'll see on the homepage, you'll see the donation prompt that is there. Hit that, and it will lead you into how you can get some of your financial energy to support this network. You can also support this network by being a part of a social media outlet known as BTR Community. You can find BTR Community on the website for Black Talk Radio Network. And you can also go to www.btrcommunity.com. BTR Community is a social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for your overall social media activities and engagement, where you can engage in that platform without being as adversely affected as you would be on Facebook and tweeting and telling and everything else that's available and out there. So by doing that, your overall information is not data mined. Your information is not actually sold to any bidder. So most people think that FedBook is free. No, it is a very, very high price that we pay, but we just don't even recognize it because we enjoy it. We like it. I always like to say that all poison is sweet. So come on over to BTR Community. For only $24 a year, you'll support the network and make sure that the overall message and the overall collective prudence and the overall engagement of this network will continue to grow to those that we have yet not named. Very, very important. So that being said, with that being said, one second, definitely support that. Also, for those of you for new members that are going to engage with us with Coins of Change, we will have a new members conference call right after Tando Radio Show. It's going to be 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And the number for that new members call, if you're already in Coins of Change and you have some new members that need to hear about the overall platform to get them in, I will be giving a presentation, as well as if you would like to engage in Coins of Change, the actual crowdfunding and the cryptocurrency mixture that is going to be so powerful. Definitely you can do that. Jump on that conference call with me this evening, and the number for that is area code 712-775-7035. One more time, the number is area code 712-775-7035. And the access code that you'll be using is 968955. So we will be having a new members. This is for individuals that would like to get into Coins for Change. And why is this so important? Because the overall proven success of generating wealth in a way that has been proven to be successful is through crowdfunding. And crowdfunding with the cryptocurrency component to it will only give more momentum to that overall wealth building, so that you can transfer that into real money and establish your overall trust and foundations and maintain your quality of life, your standards of living, and where you can control and not own. This is a great, great opportunity. So definitely, if you are interested and need to find out more about it, you can jump on that conference call that we'll have tonight. One more time is area code 712-775-7035. And the access code is 968955. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in inventory there, where even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, you definitely can save that way. And this is a great opportunity. Check out what's in inventory. But please follow this. Listen, there's a reason why I say this. And it's critical that you do. If you've never contacted, if you're going to be acquiring or saving in real money by way of Prosperity Mint, send an email to info@prosperitymint.com so someone can explain the overall purchasing process. It's not going to use your information for anything. It's to your benefit. Please do that. There's a reason why I say do that. Please, if you're a Tando Radio Show listener, follow that direction, and then once you do and how the buying process is explained to you, you'll know why I say that, okay? So very, very important. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news, but before we do that, I want to once again just say thank you all for being who you are. I greatly, greatly appreciate you all, and I look forward to growing with you all. So today we're going to jump into what's in the news on Financial Friday. Today's show on the 17th of November. Wow, this year just is gone completely by. It's our Friday, Financial Friday. Control, investment, and leverage. The powerful three. That is going to be today's show. And we're going to jump off into that once we get going. But let's get into what's in the news. First article that we posted, that what's in the news, this one comes from can't really see it. This one comes from AA.com, and it is a Turkish actual publication. In 1 second, let me just, something happened. My stuff went offline. Let me see if I can, don't know why I would do that. Okay, let me just, 1 second. Let me get it back online. And this was phenomenal. This had to do, and I'm just going to ad lib until it comes up. Okay, there we go. Hopefully it'll pop up. And yes, it did. Okay, so 1 second, let me hit it. And this was from aa.com.tr, and this is a Turkish publication. Let me give it a second to populate here. This is a critical story, and this is how the world is once again, the indication of how the world is moving towards World War III that will lead into global nuclear war one. Here it is. Turkey withdraws troops from NATO drill in Norway. The president of Turkey said more comes after his name. The president of Turkey said move comes after his name picture is used in enemy charts during the drill. So Turkey has withdrawn its troops from a NATO military drill in Norway. Turkey is a part of NATO. After the president recap said, after the presidential recap said Friday that his name and picture of a Turkish Republican founder was used in an enemy's chart. There was an incident in Norway that they drooling and that the Justice and Development Party members said that they were used as enemy charts in Norway for its overall military engagement. Basically, it was this. Check this out. This is it. So Turkey sent over some troops to engage and to participate in NATO military drills. And who was Norway and the rest of NATO? Part of the enemies that they were targeting was Turkey itself. So the Turkish president found out about this and withdrew the overall troops, meaning that NATO is preparing for military operations. And I'm going to tell you who's on that list. Russia, Iran, Syria, and Turkey. Once he saw that, he said, what? And pulled out. That's a critical, huge move. So check out that article. Sorry, it went out on me. So I came back. Okay, next article. This one is from, I got this one from Patrick J. Buchanan .org. Is America up for a second Cold War? After the 19th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party in October, one may discern that the celebrity figurehead premier of and president of China visions of emerging new world order by 2049. Move this down. And so basically with this article, let me pull this article. I've just read the caption real quick. Let me pull this article real quick and then tell you what it was all about. So what this article is really all about, and you need to check this out, by 2049. The centennial of a Trump triumphant communist revolution, China shall have become the first power on earth. Will become the first power on earth. Her occupation and humiliation by the West and Japan in the 19th and 20th century will have come because of hatred of the ancient history. America will have been pushed out of Asia and the Western Pacific back beyond the second chains of the island. Taiwan will have been returned to the motherland, meaning China. South Korea and the Philippines neutralized. Japan contained. China's claim to all the rocks and reefs in the islands of the South China Sea will have been recognized by all current claimants. This is the One Belt, One Road strategy. So basically what's happening here is that China is definitely positioning itself, but this new so-called Cold War is not going to be a Cold War at that. It's actually going to be a hot war, and that's how you're able to push, and China will be able to push the U.S. back beyond its overall influence in the South China Sea and in the region of the Korean Peninsula and the whole geographical area that's there. That can only be done by war. That's not a Cold War that can do that. So check out that article as well. Sorry about that. One second. And next article, my man Raj posted this one. Wells Fargo fires the head of the consumer lending for misconduct. So check out that great article, Raj. Very, very important. I think it's going to keep going. And Raj's commentary was banks are theft havens. Yes, that's so, so true. Move this up. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from The Guardian. Bitcoin breaks 8,000 barrier amidst a speculation over spinoffs. The price of the virtual currency Bitcoin has broken the 8,000. Has broken the 8,000 barrier for the first time, prompting speculation that it could soar past 10,000 by the end of the year. The rise means one unit of the world's first major cryptocurrency is now valued more than six times that of gold. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. I thought this was a critical one that Raj posted. And this is from The Verge. This will stop Raj's commentary. I got to pull this up so I can see. Okay, here it is. Got it bigger. This will stop low-income folks from taking advantage of opportunities like what we have with coins of change. Yes, this is definitely going to hinder. FCC begins scaling back internet subsidies for low-income houses. And I'm going to tell you this real quickly. Is that austerity measures are going to continue to pick up throughout this country where a lot of things will be cut out. This is why we have to engage in a collective prudence. I've been looking for a program such as this with Coins of Change for a long time because you've always heard me say here on Tando Radio Show that we have to have a collective prudence among ourselves where we can come together with our best talent and abilities and share those as leverage so that we can secure assets and control the overall functionality of the economy. The economy is never going to collapse. It's the common person's economy that is going to be collapsing. Very, very important. In the subtitle of the article, the Federal Communications Commission voted yesterday to begin overhauling a program known as the Lifeline. See how important that is, the Lifeline, because the internet has established itself as a business lifeline and as a lifeline in itself for people, because many people depend on the internet now for everyday transactions and for their just facilitating work in all forms of business. Lifeline that provides discounted internet and phone services to low-income homes. The changes immediately affect discounted availability on tribal land and vastly limiting who can receive them. This is once again the austerity measures that's going to, what many of us are unaware is how much has actually going to be cut out from the overall economy for middle class and lower income people that's being so-called subsidized by the government. All of that is going to be closing out to where none of it is going to be there at all. you're going to have to fund pretty much everything that you have. This is why different communities are start funding their own emergency response services, from police to fire to paramedics. This is a growing trend. And because there is not going to be, or that platform that we have known is not going to continue to go forward. This is the changing. This is how all empires fall. All empires fall, and you're starting to see that start to unwind itself in so many different ways. Great article by Roz. And so that is, well, there was another one. Oh, another article. I posted this one, very, very important, and it has a lot to do with today's show. And this is from shiftersgold.com. Another step forward for sound money. Location picked for Texas Gold Depository. So we're going to definitely get into that on today's show, because this has to do with Financial Friday. So that is what's in the news. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. And I'm not on the board, but just say excuse me, and I will hear you and definitely will bring you up. Looking forward to that. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. And, you know, the emphasis of today's show is that control, investing, and leverage is a powerful combination that we all need to start using within our community. And so what I want to do real quickly is I want to jump into this article and just want to relay some information to you, then get into what some of the things that's going on, okay, in this article. And this is the last article that we posted. Comes from shiftersgold.com. And here it is. The Texas Bullion Depository took a step closer to becoming operational earlier this month when officials announced the location for the new facility. The creation of the State Bullion Depository in Texas represents a powerful shift away from the federal government to the state and provides a blueprint that can ultimately end the Federal Reserve monopoly on money. Well, one, Federal Reserve doesn't have a monopoly on money. Federal Reserve has a monopoly on currency. So I would just change that. So let me continue in this and then the significance of this. Governor George Abbott signed the legislative creating the state's gold, bullion, and precious metals depository in June of 2015. And when that was done, I actually broadcast that it was shortly before we moved here to Texas. And hint, it was one of the reasons why we did. Because you're going to see other states that are going to follow this lead for a reason, and guess what, you are too. But I would rather that you do it in a succinct way that is going to benefit you more and seize that opportunity. I'll talk about that a little bit later. So let's go on. The facility will not only provide a secure place for individuals, business, cities, counties, government agencies, and even other countries to store gold and other precious metals, the law also creates a mechanism to facilitate the everyday use of gold and silver in business transactions. In short, a person will be able to deposit gold or silver into the depository and pay other people through electronic means or checks in sound money. Earlier this summer, Texas Controller Glenn Hager announced the Austin-based Lone Star Tangible Assets will build and operate the Texas Bullion Depository. On November 3rd, the company announced it will construct the facility in the city of Leander. You ever heard of that? Located about 30 miles northwest of Austin. According to the Community Impact newspaper, the Leander City Council has approved an economic development agreement with Lone Star. Construction of the depository is expected to begin in early 2018. The Lone Star official says it will take about a year to complete construction of the 60,000 square foot secure facility on a 10-acre campus. The depository will operate out of the Lone Star's existing facility during construction. It will provide services nationwide beginning in early 2018, an international service to be offered in the future, according to the Community Impact Paper. The state-of-the-art facility will provide tremendous benefit to the citizens of Leander and will give Texans a secure facility right here in the Lone Star State, where their gold and precious metals will be kept safe at close hand. The Texas Bullion Depository has already established an online presence. You can visit the depository website here. According to an article in the Star-Telegraph, state officials wanted a facility with an e-commerce component that also provides for a secure physical storage of bullion. Officials says that the plan for a depository should include online services that would let customers accept transfers and withdraw bullion deposits and related fees. By making gold and silver available for regular daily transactions by the general public, the new law has the potential for wide-reaching effects. A professor, William Green, is an expert on the constitutional tenure and said in a paper from the Mint Institute that when people in multiple states actually start using gold and silver instead of Federal Reserve notes, it will effectively nullify the Federal Reserve and end the federal government's monopoly on, he said, money, but it's not money. They monopolize cash, currency. And this is one part of it is in, I can't read this too. Oh, it says, wait a minute, let me see this. I can't read this, it's too light. Okay, over time, as residents of the states use both the Federal Reserve notes and silver and gold coins, the fact that the coins hold their value more than the Federal Reserve notes will lead to a reverse effect, which good money, gold and silver coin, and will drive out bad money known as Federal Reserve notes. As this happens, a cascade of events can begin to occur, including the flow of real wealth towards states' treasuries and an influx of banking business from outside the state, as people in other states carry out their desire to bank with sound money, and eventual outcry against the use of Federal Reserve notes. So that was a quote that was too light for me to see. Okay, was struggling there. The University of Houston political science professor Brandon Routinghouse Klaus called the development of a state gold depository a step towards independence. Okay. Well, let me just catch up here. Let me just tell you what was critical right there. It's not a step towards independence. It's a step towards secession. We've been telling you that we're going to have the untied states of America. One of the things about this gold depository, some of the things that they said is very, very true. But what I would say, if you don't control it, if you don't hold it, you can't control its overall intrinsic value. Would I put would I advise people to put theirs into that depository? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You should be holding your own assets and controlling your assets yourself. Now, what it is going to do is true. It is going to, what are they basically saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that Texas is preparing for the overall empire fall of the federal government known as the Corporation of the United States. And that is definitely going to happen. Because without the overall currency, without the dollar, there is no, without it maintaining its overall position, and because of the debt that's been created, I heard someone say, Dave, I'm going to go to you right quickly. There is no U.S. corporation of the government that you know now. It's unwinding, and it's going to unwind in a very, very systematic way, but it is going to speed up, and you need to be prepared for that. One of the reasons why Coins of Change is so important for you to get into this crowdfunding cryptocurrency collaboration. So important so that you can have the ability to acquire real assets. So I want to really, really get into this because this is really about control, investment, and leverage. So I think I heard someone say, Dave, if someone said, Dave, go ahead with the caller if you're there.
Greetings, Dave. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, what's up, Jerry?
I'm still learning, man.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I can hear you. He's just fine. Greetings to you, Brother Scott, and all the listeners. I was actually trying to get in contact with you the other day about this. Because all of the Goldman Sachs people were saying, don't trust Bitcoin, don't believe it. And now you have people who invested in Twitter, Facebook, Tesla, all of these technologies that they're all of a sudden saying that Bitcoin is going to be the number one currency and they won't be accepting no money. And not too long after you had mentioned that Texas was asking for their money back, I think I had sent you an article a few days before you had done that show about that same issue. And my thing was, what are they going to do to Texas? What are they going to do to Texas? And shortly after that, Texas started having, in San Antonio, they had these giant, hail balls that plummeted the city. And then a few months later, we had the hurricane. Just decimating Texas on all different kinds of levels. So, and they're still going along with this, but the one thing I haven't heard was if they have received their gold from up in New York that they had that they was asking for. That's the one thing that hasn't come out yet. That's one thing. Alongside of this, if they do get it back, or if they are just going to dismiss that and thinking that the people of Texas are going to bring their gold and silver in to fill up that boat, excuse me, that they're going to bring their gold and silver assets in, platinum, palladium, all of these assets and fill that boat up for them, and it start running good, then other states are going to start doing the same thing. And what I see happening is that as big as the civil war that's going on right now over Trump, these Confederate monuments that some people want taken down, some people don't want taken down, amongst the many slew of things that's going on, it's going to get bigger because all of these big companies are invested in cash. So they're going to begin to attack these different states that's trying to get away from this fiat dollar. And you said it, this Coins of Change is going to be a great way to build some wealth, but never forget that you have to put back those assets in order to be ready for that collapse. One of the things that I always mention to the people that I bring it up to, and it could be a detriment of mine, is that I tell them, this is going to collapse. It's going to fall through. But it right now, it's not enough people in it for it to be worthwhile for them to collapse it. That's one of the reasons why I think the big fork didn't go through, because it wasn't enough people that can be hindered by this. So as long as you're taking chunks of it out and buying some assets and putting that back, whenever it do collapse, you already know that, and then it won't hinder you so much. It actually puts you in a great position. Now, what you think about that, Dave?
No, 100%. And, you know, for the thing about that, what happened was the Bass family, which is very influential here in Texas, Kyle Bass had told the University of Texas to get their gold back from out of the federal depositories, out of the central bank's depositories, and the state followed that as long. They never really spoke about where it is. I definitely see that they probably already have that. That transaction did take place. Now, that's very, very important, because Texas has been talking about, and quietly talking about, a secession. Why would Texas want to secede? Because Texas can, it has the natural resources, it has the overall economic space to be able to survive on its own. How is it going to survive on its own? Because it has assets. And this is why, one of the reasons I think that the big, when they had the overall crashing of the rigs in the drilling rigs here in Texas a couple of years ago, or a year and a half ago or so, that's why that was so big, because they wanted to drive those individuals out of those private individuals out of business, so they could come in and buy and acquire those businesses for nothing at all, because they know where Texas is going. Let me tell you this, how this is important. This is, Texas will be able to sustain itself because it will be able to, they told you in this article, they're going to be doing business internationally. What business are they going to be doing internationally? They're going to be able to sell their overall resources and become an economic giant in the world, as it succeeded from the U.S. Now, where is some of that investment going to come from? Oh, believe me, it will come from China and Russia itself. It will come because big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And this is huge. So what is this is the overall cross-pollination in this is so great. As the economy starts to fall, what Texas wants to do is say, you know what? No, we're not going into default. And we're not going to allow the federal government's default, debt default, to actually adversely affect us. We're leaving. And we have the means to do it. What is that going to do? That is going to cause for an economic boom here in Texas. Also, what's critical about that, as the cryptocurrencies start to move up, what are those new millionaires and billionaires in cryptocurrency going to start to be doing? They're going to be moving their overall cryptocurrency into real tangible assets. This is why they're running to get this stuff facilitated. And we need to take the clues from this. Now, for the everyday person, what does this mean? It means that you need to be seizing on having the proper investment, having the proper control. What do you always want to control? Resources. What do you want to invest in? Things that will acquire you the resources. What do you want to leverage? Debt. You want to leverage debt. That's why this show is the three: control, investment, and leverage. Because if you do that, doesn't matter what state you're in, but I would definitely say, for those of you that are in Coins of Change, and as we start to build, I think that there's a presence that our community needs to have in Texas for us. If every, you know, if that is, you know, for the members that do want to engage in that, why do you want to do that? I would definitely suggest that you establish some form of state's residency in those states that are going to be able to make it through the economic divestment of the corporation of the United States because of default by war and default by economic default and by war.
Dave, I
you
have
want to have some ties to that. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Okay. Based off of that scenario about Texas succeeding, do you think that these bankers and war profiteers are going to allow that to happen peacefully? And if a state is planning such a move, what are they doing to protect themselves? Because the way I see in many of these states, I don't have to tell you how the people are divided, whether it's among along economic lines or racial lines, religious lines. So to me, they would have to get the majority of the people in that state on the same page and prepared to defend their sovereignty.
Yeah, definitely. And you know this, Scotty, from history. The bankers fund both sides of the war. They absolutely fund both sides of the war. And remember that article from a while ago, Scotty, where China said, we will actually fund your enemies. And that was a statement of, that was an actual destabilization statement, saying that we're going to make sure that you're completely destabilized economically, geopolitically, financially, militarily. And so I think that it's going to be a real battle with it all. And there is going to be a lot of pushback, but I think that it's there isn't really anything that is going to stop that, because how it's going to be facilitated and how I'm seeing this thing working out is that the states are already, you know, when I first moved here to Texas, they had the RNC here, and on the news, this is what they said. That the RNC was meeting, and I'm not saying, I'm a political atheist, I don't believe in any of that stuff, but saying this for this reason, very, very important, they tell you before, that the RNC was going to be meeting in Dallas. One of the things that, and it was a real small book on it, one of the things that they're going to be talking about is, they're not formalizing, but they're going to be talking about secession. That was huge, because they're going to be facilitating that, because one of the things, the bankers are all in on this. They gain from this whole thing. Even with the transaction of gold and silver now becoming legal tender, they will be gaining on that as well, because who will establish the overall systematic mediums of exchange? They will be part and partial to it. And one of the things what they're going to do in the very beginning, they're going to allow it to do very, very well, because they want more people and everyone to be engaged in it. Okay? And then what they're going to do is that they're going to start to strengthen their control hand. One of the reasons why you go to a gold and silver asset-based economy is because it's, you have a war to facilitate the depopulation that's necessary for that to go on without it breaking you, without the system breaking, because the people will decide that they want assets. Yes. Well, if there's less people trying to put demands on assets, then you are able to more easily control that. And then the people that do have the assets, they're not going to care about those individuals at all. They're small in margin. So this is a very, very telling thing, because basically here what this article is saying, who is the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is actually the private organizations that the Constitution, the founders, they are part of the founding, what's known as the founding fathers, not the foundings because they created the foundations. So that is, one second, that is critical. So the bankers, the Federal Reserve, the BIS, Bank of International Settlement, They actually, this is why they are part of the city-state format. They are actually, Okay. They are actually the ones that have developed the overall constitution that many of us think that because of our birthright we're entitled to. And it's very, very important that we know these. It's a private organization. And because it's a private organization, you can't really trace back who they are because they're not a part of the so-called federal government. You can't do Information Act.
FOI for you?
Yes, the FOI. Freedom of Information. Thank you, Scotty. FOI, Freedom of Information. You can't do a Freedom of Information on them because they're a private organization. They've been telling you all along. No, we're not telling you who they are. We're private. We don't have to disclose that to you. Because they made sure that they stayed and they structured themselves correctly. One of the things that's going to be very, very important, when you structure yourself correctly, you can do the exact same thing. The exact same thing. So as this thing starts to spin off,
Dave,
I see North Carolina,
Dave, you got
all the other states. We got a caller. Okay, I'm going to go to the caller 1 second. You have a bunch of other states that are going to be following Texas' lead. Arizona has already legislated that silver and gold is legal tender in the state, meaning you can use that for transactions of acquiring, and there's no debt attached to it because there's no bond on silver and gold. Meaning you don't pay ink, you don't have to pay. If you buy a property, there is no property tax that you have on it because it has no bond. Very, very important. So let me go to the caller because I don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Peace, Dave. It's Thomas in New York.
Hey, what's up, Thomas? How you feeling, brother?
I'm okay, man. I just wanted to say, brother, I got a lot of love for you. If Texas secedes from the Union, you need to get out of there fast, okay? Because Texas cannot defend themselves. They don't have no airplanes, no boats. I mean, they would get ravished, especially if he puts the wall up. They won't have nowhere to run. I mean, they definitely are not going to let that happen without a fight. I could see the South seceding, but only if they impeach the current president. I could see something like that happening. I don't think Texas really wants that to happen. My question for you, though, is I've been looking into some of this Bitcoin information, and to me, it sounds exactly like the derivative, just they're using cryptocurrency as opposed to the derivative, but it sounds the same to me, and I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on that. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Great, great question. First one, but I mean, much love for you too, my brother. Here's why I think it's going to happen. And the U.S. has no control over it. One, because they need it to happen. Two, they want it to happen. Three, they benefit from it. Here's why. The U.S. is going to go through a war. And when it goes through the war, it's going to lose that war. And it's going to be the untied states of America. It will not be able to stop a state such as Texas that makes alliances with the international community, because the international community will still need what? Natural resources. The U.S. will not be able to stop them because they will have lost their overall military advantage in that war. And it will not have a military in order to repress that move. One of the things that I also see is that I see that there's international ties to that, aka the winners of the war will have a stake inside of Texas. And because of that, once again, the U.S. will not be able to move on it.
Under that scenario, that makes total sense. But if they had a war, yeah, definitely, and lost the war. But I was thinking you meant, like, if they didn't, it's like everything is just like it is right now, and they decided tomorrow, you know, hey, we pulling out, we're starting our own Federal Reserve. Yeah, but under the scenario where they lost the war, absolutely, I can see that happen.
Yeah, and it's because, see, what they're doing is that they know that they're going to lose the war, so what do? Start the overall movement to being able to succeed. Because they already know the U.S. is going to lose the war. Right, and so that's why it's going to be multifaceted. That's why I say that the U.S. is going to lose the war, and it's going to be the untied states of America. You know, so that's just what I'm seeing. And what's your thing about, Thomas, great question about the cryptos with derivatives. One more time, Thomas, what was your question? Say the question one more time.
I said that...
Hopefully you didn't lose, Thomas.
When I looked at the definition of derivatives, and I looked at the definition of Bitcoin, they sounded extremely like... They sounded pretty much like synonyms. The only difference is they were using cryptocurrency instead of other, you know, financial terms that they use with the derivative, but they just sounded very much the same, and I just want to know what was your thoughts on that.
Yes, great. Yes, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Yes, let me tell you, cryptocurrency is a cryptocurrency. It's a currency. Everyone thinks that cryptocurrency is new. It's not. Your credit card is a digital currency, cryptocurrency. Your bank account is a cryptocurrency, a digital currency. So it is a currency. It's not money. It never has been. It never will be. But what you should be doing is that you should be using that as leverage to acquire control of real money while it's still there, especially in the right format, in the right investment format. And one of the reason why I say that, the right investment format, because with the format that we have with the coins of change, you have an initial investment of only $50 one time. That's it. We blow off $50 in 2 hours. And so if you could use that to acquire the currency that the world is preferring right now, but I'm not saying, one of the things I always tell you is you never save in what? Currency. You only save in money. You should never save in any form of currency. You ever hear the word currency? You know that that is something that you should leverage to acquire money. That's why you should be, you know, that's critical. So the derivatives is nothing more than something that man creates. The cryptocurrency is something, nothing more that man has created. It's not what was given to us as sustainability by the great creator. Silver and gold was given for sustain. It has an intrinsic value to it that benefits our overall lives outside of man's.
What I was specifically trying to get at was is the Bitcoin gonna be just pretty much the same as the derivative market? If it come crashing the same way, like you just said, it both me and me, I understand that the real value comes from the gold and silver and all the metals, but I was just talking specifically about this fake money. I wanted to know if you see it as being the same thing that happened to the derivative market, pretty much.
Oh, it definitely can. It definitely can. It definitely can. And what I see right now is that it doesn't have the market penetration to do that yet. Derivative market in the cash market does have the market penetration to crash, and it would hurt everyone. If the cryptocurrencies crashed right now, it wouldn't hurt anyone. It'd hurt a few people. It doesn't have the market saturation yet. As it moves to that market saturation, that's when you need to know that this is saturated the market now. So yes, Thomas, yes, great, great question, without a doubt. Because one of the things that the system is always going to do is going to try to create something for its overall control. What I'm saying is that you use that to its benefit right now. It is going to, it does not have the overall market penetration or the market impact as of yet. And once it does, you need to know that. But in the interim, in between that, you need to be positioning yourself once you start to acquire it and use it effectively and efficiently, and then you'll be fine. So yeah, I got your question. Once you came back and explained it, Thomas, yes, absolutely. Once market capitalization and penetration is reached, then yes, they definitely will do it. So I think we got to get ready for a commercial break. Yep. Let's jump into a commercial break real quick. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Listening to Tando Radio Show, we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd greatly appreciate to hear from you all. What say you? Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. I will see you I won't see you until just say excuse me, and I'll hear you, and I will definitely go to you. Great, man, I absolutely, I cherish you guys so much because you are money. Your energy, your foresight, your direction, your moral convictions, that is so priceless to me. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And we have a great, great platform here at Black Talk Radio Network. We got to make sure that it stays and grows with us as well. So I'm going to get back into today's show. So one of the things that, if we have any other callers, just go ahead and say, excuse me, I will definitely let you in now. Don't like to keep you all waiting. Okay. So, and if you do come on in, just say, excuse me, and I will hear you and definitely will bring you up. Some of the things that I see that possibly could happen with this is that other states will mirror this. If you would just check and see some of the other states that have made moves towards what they call sound money, you'll find a list of significant states. And one of the things that you'll find out about those significant states, they are states that already control a significant amount of assets. They know what the handwriting on the wall is, and they are preparing themselves accordingly for it. We have to, this all should motivate us to see that, yes, we need to make the proper preparations ourselves. Some of the states, North Carolina, see North Carolina doing it. See South Carolina doing it. See Georgia doing it. Arizona, California, Nevada. Ooh, I forgot some of the other northern states. that are engaging in this, and it's just going to continue to go in that direction. Here's some of the reasons why. It's because the asset controlling states are going to want to ensure their survivability under the overall corporate control that they already have. They don't want to lose that. They don't want their overall state to be completely destabilized. When the house is on fire, all the rats run. When the boat starts to sink, everybody jumps to the life rafts. So the natural progression of self-preservation is going to cause these states to actually protect themselves and do what's in the best interest of the state, not the people. This is why we have to have an agenda of our own that will have the same proven results that are necessary for our overall sustainability. We have to be able to feed ourselves. We have to be able to house. We have to be able to provide the necessary services for sustainability. We have to be able to fund it. We have to be able to defend it. We have to be able to develop an economy that we control. And it's something that can happen. One of the things I would never want to do is I would never want to own a market. Because when you own a market, you get bombed. When you control a market, there's nothing to repossess. Nothing that can be, no one can repossess anything from you when you control something. Very critical. Very necessary. Yes, you're going to have to defend it. But defending it is also defending it in a way that has been proven and is more to defending than just by physical force. Yes, you definitely want to defend yourself, have a form of a physical defense, and that has to actually be a part of it all. But that's not always the first thing that you have to establish. The first thing that has to be established in sovereignty is an asymmetrical plan. An asymmetrical plan that will be able to gather market penetration without market turbulence. And it has been done, and it's been done by many. It's so effective and efficient that we don't even see the individuals that have that type of control, but we definitely see their overall decision-making from that. I like to say this way. When we look at, I was talking to Mario and I think it was Tommy from Melanated Roots. And we were talking and just brought up, you know, a tree that bears fruit. Most people, everyone, all of us sees the tree, the strength, the height of the tree, the green leaves, the fruit of the tree, and we see the trunk, the size of it all. But the true gravity and depth of that tree is hidden underground. We don't see the root system. And that root system is so strong that not even sometimes major hurricanes can uproot that tree. Major physical force being applied to that tree will not cause that tree to uproot itself. You could cut it down, but its roots will still stay in the ground. And the reason why you cut the tree down, because it's easier to do that than it is to dig it up from its roots. Because the roots is hidden from view. And the depth and the strength of those roots go unseen, but the overall decisions and the overall effects of that root is definitely seen. And I think that asymmetrical approach is really, really important for us in all that we do individually, as a family unit, as a community, collectively. That approach is almost impossible to stop. The thing that is the greatest threat to that is the overall individuals that are engaging in that overall direction. So, as things start to unfold, Texas is given a major, major clue. Because if you hear what they're talking about in this article, they're talking really about not adhering to the Federal Reserve. But they're doing more than talking about it. They're building the depository to set up an alternative system. Who isn't going to be doing business with Texas and all the other states that have decided to move into a sound money policy? Do you know the United States already has a sound money policy? But it's so hidden from us that we think that, no, I didn't even know it. Because the system that they want the everyday people on, they don't want the everyday people to have the benefits of the Constitution. They want them to be subjugated to it. Case in point, the U.S. has never, ever, ever left the sound money policy. It never has. It's active to this day. Go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in an inventory, and you'll see the overall Corporation of America's sound money policy, known as American Silver Eagle and American Gold Eagle. They're still on the sound money policy. But what happens is that the system pushes off consumerism by way of debt on the people. The wage of a king and a queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. They pay us debt. They pay us debt. While they make sure that they're paid in something that has value. Eternal value. And it's hidden right under our noses. Because, you know, the old saying, we can't see the forest from the trees. That's not really where our blind spot. We don't see the overall full effect of the roots of the trees. That's the true leverage of the tree. So Texas is giving a major signal to everyone that they're facilitating and establishing an economy that is not the preferred practice of the U.S. for its subjugated citizenry. Why? Because the U.S. won't have a subjugated citizenry in the future. You won't have it. This is another indication of why different foreign countries are creating economic zones in the U.S. that has claimed as sovereignty of that respective nation. You know, if you ever go to a consulate or an embassy of another country that's even in the United States, when you step on those grounds and that so-called that property, that line of demarcation is crossed, then that means that you're in that respective country now. That's what they consider it. Because what is that really saying? They say that's for diplomatic. No, what that really is the setup for asset forfeiture, is the setup receivership. Man, I've been talking so much, moving my voice and losing my thought. For receivership, you know, they're not going to be doing anything new. They're going to be doing the same things as worked before in the past. We just need to know at what phase where we are and what is it that we want to do. The deceptive practice of this overall economic matrix is deep, is influential, and it's widespread, but it's not omnipotent. It's not all powerful. It's not something that you are forced to participate in. But because it's so layered, you have to be able to mitigate each layer to get to where you truly want to be. And I say it's a cause worth striving for. Definitely is. So I would say it's always really been the time that we need to look at control. What is it that we should be controlling? Are we controlling consumer goods? You know, it was Sister Davis said something that was so true. When we're going to have a major garage sale and get rid of a lot of the stuff that we have that's unnecessary, and then start to use that to prepare and acquire some of the things that we do need. So, one second, y'all. Okay, everyone, one second. Oops. So, making a transfer here. Thank you, young man.
Okay,
I'll talk to you.
Appreciate it.
Sorry about that. You all was traveling, just getting back ready for tonight's conference call. But it's very important that we control, you know, move into having a plan, a course that we can commit to. And because the end results of it all will be beneficial to us individually, to your families, and our community alike.
Dave,
excuse me one second. Let me just... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
How does what you're laying out, the scenario that you see possibly playing out, where does that leave, for example, black nationalists? A lot of people don't know, but there were a group of black nationalist organizations about a month ago, had a conference, took a vote, and talking about presenting the U.S. government with something. I don't want to go into details because they kind of escape me right now. But then even those who say, you know, about our sovereignty as a people, we the indigenous and all of that. I mean, where do they fit in with the way this is playing out or you see it playing out?
Yeah, Scotty.
I don't know if I framed that question, you know, in a way.
No, you framed it perfectly.
Okay.
No, you framed it. You framed
because the reason I'm asking, Dave, is I hear a lot of these conversations and the things that you share that are going on, especially financially and you know about the whole untied states. This never figures into their analysis.
Yeah, I think it really doesn't, because I think that the overall intellectual cabal has been, they've done such a great job in deceiving us in so many things. And so I think that we don't become practical in a lot of different things that we need to do. What is some of the things that I think is very, very critical? I think a lot of people want to, I'm going to put it bluntly, a lot of people want this system to stay as it is, and they just want the system now to include them in their overall to bring them, to include them in their overall wealth building, i.e., some of the 501c agents, because they benefit from the system being intact. There are some there are some groups and organizations that actually need the U.S. to continue to represent itself the way that they have, because without that, they don't have a forum. And I see a lot of these organizations are going to get caught, just like a lot of, because they are just as equally unprepared for when the lights go out and the true agenda, control event agenda, starts to decide that now is the time to enact Plan B. When the system decides to enact Plan B, so many of the organizations and many of our people, because they their intentions, they're not even aware of it. The TV is affecting them. The advertisement of things is affecting them. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, see, I don't think I asked the question properly, because these groups I'm talking about do not want to be part of this system. They want to establish an independent black nation, if you will, or whatever they want to call it or whatnot. And I don't see it as being practical. Some cases I see it as delusional, and you're not taking into account that, I mean, just take Texas for an example. If they try to break away, we discuss the violence that could ensue because of these bankers and what have you, and the profiteers, the ones that don't want to see the United States fall apart. And personally, I think that'll be the greatest gift to the world ever. You know, if the United States fell apart, I would say that as the greatest gift to the world ever.
Right, it actually would be.
But
it actually would be.
But what the only way I see what they are talking about, what they want to see coming about, is through a mass migration of like-minded people to the same geographical locations, and then using their resources, and then they will be primed to take advantage of when the states become untied to carve out their own space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does, Scotty. And I think I was getting around to it. I would say yes. One of the things that, hold on one second, give me one second.
And while you're doing that, Dave, you know, I'm just looking at this, trying to look at it objectively, and I'm saying, you know, if they won't let a group of white folks walk away so easily and carve out their own little nation or whatnot, and they definitely have more resources than us, if we're going to be honest. They have more arms,
right,
more weapons, more training. You know, because they always been training for this sort of stuff. I mean, it's a way of life for them. So that's what I'm getting at, is that I'm just not seeing this analysis.
Yeah, no. And I firmly agree. And you know, Scotty, it's to be honest, this is really what I see. Sovereignty starts with the individual that has a family, then has a community, and starts from there. A lot of these organizations are following an agenda that is not looking at the current events globally as an indication of what's going to be happening. So they're not prepared. They may have the best intentions in the world, but the best intentions in the world can actually be put on hold or stopped when what the foundation that you needed to be secure in order for you to reach your overall objectives is crushed or lost. Recently, when I was in Houston on Tuesday, one of the the one of the people that was hosting down in Houston for the event, the Coins of Change event that I was at, said this: David, I heard that you was the prepper, and I heard everybody talking about the prepper, you being the prepper. And then once the hurricane had happened, I didn't realize how important preparing for things was until it hit. I realized that I wasn't prepared for something to change and alter my overall standard of living, quality of life, and my sustainability. Wasn't prepared for that at all. And I think that a lot of the organizations, some of the ones in which they may have different agendas, but are they really prepared for the basic necessities of life changing so drastically that regardless of what their agenda is, now it is no longer a priority. The priority are the basic, the table of preparedness, food, water, shelter, energy, and protection. Food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. That's what takes over. And I think when you start to me, prepping is the first part of establishing any organization. You first have to be prepared. Being prepared for things will actually prevent a lot of misery. And I'm not just saying preparing for something, but just preparing for things by looking, having a true, honest assessment of what's going on, basically from what you've known before. If you know that this system always has deceptions, always has lies, and it always has an intention to things, then you can start to reverse engineer what has been done, because they don't hide anything from you, so then you can properly prepare yourself for it. If we were in the 90s, if we were in the 80s, I would have a different approach to preparing than I do right now. At this time and at this place right now, when you have the overall explosion of population throughout the world and you're starting to have the rampant depopulation propaganda being pushed, that's telling you that they need what's the greatest way to depopulate the planet is by war. And by a major war, are all the conditions starting to be set up for such named war? 20 years ago, was it? No. It gave the start, the hints of it. But now, the lines have already now been drawn. So you have to be, you can't follow the mainstream. I only listen to the news for one reason and one reason only, to know what not to do. And if something is being pushed in the mainstream media, it's because it's something that you shouldn't be doing, maybe, or you need to look at it to go in a different direction. I think a lot of the organizations are not looking at having a priority. What are some of the things that are going to adversely affect their overall objectives? And what are the methods that they are using that can be compromised by destabilization? And if you look at that, and you see that, especially in today's world, how in the world after 2008 could you think that the economic standings of everything is going to be okay?
Dave, question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Now, talking about the wars, and we have been seeing moves that are being made, like we shared the story about, they lifted the ban on certain individuals who may have mental disease and all, because they need bodies, they need cannon fodder,
right,
and whatnot. Now,
right,
it's been over a year since we reported on Tando about the plans to include women in the draft. So if this pops off,
right,
and then they reinstitute the draft, are we prepared? Do we have an underground railroad to hide our children? to keep them from being used as cannon fodder. I mean, just these sort of things I don't see no preparation for.
I totally agree. And I think, you know, as we move closer to that, there is going to, out of necessity, that will become the number one priority. And I would definitely say the individual is so important for the individual family unit to start to conceptualize, what if that happens, what are we going to do? And it's not from a standpoint to scare you or everything else. See, one of the things is that, let me tell you, the truth doesn't need you. You need the truth. And if maybe if we stop watching so many scary movies, we would stop being so damn scary. Maybe we stop, you know, using a lot of things. We would, because what we need to do is a strategy. And there's so much security in planning. But sometimes what this system has taught us to do is that we want somebody else to take care of it for us and tell us everything is going to be okay. That's because nobody's going to take care of you and everything's not okay. So here's what I think needs to happen. Scotty brought up a very important point. You have to strategize a response to what has already been announced that is going to happen. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? And once you start to look at the gravity of that and look at how involved that is, you're going to come up to a conclusion. I better start controlling some things. Better have some good investments, and I better start leveraging some things. Else, I'm just going to have to go with, okay, hopefully it doesn't happen in my life. That is definitely a plan that many people employ. Sometimes it works. And when it works really, really well. But when it doesn't work, it's far worse than the success that those that were able to acquire when it did work is far worse. By not preparing, you ensure that when something does go wrong, you'll lose everything. By preparing, at least you'll be able to have a plan, seize on opportunities, and minimize the overall threat. So, so important. You have to have that as individuals. So, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. Won't see you in queue.
I'm
not
on
the
Ross
board yet because my internet is acting up.
I think
so,
you got Ross.
We have
in
a caller.
Queue.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. We have a caller.
Yes, Ross. Is that you?
Yes, good brother. How you doing? Peace to you, Scotty. Peace to you, brother Dave. How's everything?
What's up there, Raj? We appreciate you.
What's up,
man? Go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate both of you as well. Yeah, Scotty brought up something important about when he was bringing up, when he discussed the us creating an underground railroad and just having different means of mitigating the plans that these people have for the country and ultimately the planet. Now, but if you look at the Underground Railroad, it was established in the context of black people understanding the system and not trusting their enemy, not trying to assimilate to the system that their enemy had. They said, we got to have a different system so we can escape the system that's currently exists, right, which was overt oppression. So right, if you look at China and Japan, Japan told America many years ago after they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki that they knew they didn't have the military might to go against the United States, but we were going to facilitate technology in a way in which we will invade every household in America. And they did it. That was based on an understanding of who they were dealing with, the system that they were dealing with, and a complete lack of trust that has lasted ever since that time frame where they did get bombed till right now. When you look at China, China did the same thing. They have now crippled the entire rare earth economy of the continental United States. And that was done in at least the last 25 years.
Right.
Due to what? The lack of trust of their enemy, understanding the system the enemy was using, and using a system that was indigenous to them as a means to subvert the system of chess playing that white supremacists were playing. They used an indigenous thing, go. And they said, we're going to use the next 20, 25, 30 years to put ourselves in such a strategic position that the kind of domination and white supremacy you practice on other folks, you're not going to be able to do that to us. Now, if you look at where we're at as a people now, this should really tell you the fact that the critical mass of us are invested in assimilation, and that's why we don't have an underground railroad right now. All of the things that we've been through for 500 years should have established the most intense distrust of anything these people do or say, to the point where we started to do things on a clandestine level to create means, right, of mitigating our way through the system, and we haven't. So shows like this, Coins of Change, the program that we're dealing with right now, all of the shows on Black Talk Radio Network and other radio stations and radio groups that are putting out material like this are the people who don't trust the system. And unless we get a critical mass of our people to look at history in proper context, establish that distrust that facilitates a burning urge to put yourself in a position of advantage moving forward, then a lot of the things that we're talking about can be in place. And Coins of Change is a part of that process. We have to start seeing these things holistically. Because economics is one of the main ways that they racially dislocate us, it's one of the main ways that they keep us in a position where they dominate us in all the other areas of people activity. So if we can liberate ourselves economically and apply those funds that we are liberating for ourselves by acquiring real assets, real money, then it can put us collectively in a whole different scenario akin to Black Wall Street. Those people were marched across this country in the Trail of Tears and established the most economically viable system this country had ever seen. And it wasn't just done there. It was done across the country, and all these places were systematically destroyed and eradicated due to the fact that these people established such an innate distrust for these people who were dominating them that they did it different and they did it better, even within the system of complete domination, which was Black Wall Street. So we have to start really putting these things together and really continue along that path of cohesive, collective prudence. Thank you. I'll mute my line, brother.
Well said, Raj. Well said. I think that is, you know, for not for everyone, this is not something that is for everyone, you know, because, and that's what I respect about what I respect about people is that I realize that my overall sovereignty ends where someone else's begins, and we have to establish the overall means and methods to our lives, because that's the key to being sovereign. One of the things that I think is very, very important is that as a sovereign person, you know that you can't go up against a battle group. But by you being sovereign, you know that you may not be able to go up against them, but they won't be able to defeat you. You may not be able to go up against them physically and have a victory. But what they won't be able to do is that they won't be able to kill you spiritually, because they didn't create you spiritually. So how can they kill you? And because of that, Sovereignty allows you to make the decision on where you're going to go. There is no surrenderance unless you do surrender.
Hey, Dave, quick.
Sovereignty. Yeah, guys. Yeah, guys, got it.
Something Ross just brought up about not trusting your enemies, as you know, I've been seeing a lot of us are watching the news that's coming out of Zimbabwe right now. And
yes.
Ross just hit upon something that me and another person was discussing, because some information was shared with me that when they came out of independence in the 1980s, they got, I'm talking about the Zimbabwe government under Mugabe, they entered into deals with the World Bank and IMF. And I'm like,
yep, they did, sure did.
And I'm like, so you just threw off one oppressor and traded them in for another one, which is the same people. So
right,
there is
right.
a lot to be learned, you know, from all of these historical things, as Ross was mm-hmm. suggesting. So I just wanted to interject that, because I didn't know that. I did not know that, because I always thought their problems were due to sanctions and what have you. But that's not the whole story. They entered into predatory loans with the IMF.
Yep. The international.
Oh.
Yeah, gay.
Oh, my bad. I just, Scotty just sparked my brain just now, and I really thought about something. When you look at the Moors, right, the Moors came here and established a relationship with white people who dominated this land so that they would get the same treatment that white people got at the expense of their brothers and sisters, right? So when I told that
right.
story in the that was in the book, The Half Has Never Been Told, when Frederick Douglass was trying to register in a black hotel in Washington, D.C., and at the same time, there was a black male that was going into a white hotel to get a room. He was registering there, and he was almost lynched because the white people were like, why is this, you know, so-and-so walking up in our hotel when this is a white hotel? And that man was a Moroccan black man that was darker in physical countenance than Frederick Douglass, and he displayed his papers, which said legally, because he was a Moroccan, he was to be treated like a white person, and the lynch mob that formed to kill him dissipated, and they allowed him to go into that hotel and be treated like a white person, while Frederick Douglass was treated as a subhuman, even though that guy was darker than he was, right? So when you think mm-hmm. about that, you look at the Maroons in Jamaica. Everybody, a lot of Caribbean people, myself included in the past, were big up the Maroons. The Maroons fought the white man. You know, they did. They was like the Jamaican version of the Haitians. You know, they set it up. And when you think about it, what did the Maroons do? They freed themselves and then made a contract with those British people that they would return any other slaves that were not of their group. So again, they're establishing, okay, we know that you're more powerful than us, so we're going to give you enough hell that you're going to let us establish our little enclave of being treated on a level that you're treated because you couldn't beat us. But then we're going to continue to help you subjugate our brothers and sisters who aren't a part right. of this movement that created this Maroon settlement. So we have to see the history of us turning on ourselves. We are, right. Some of us take this path where we'll make these pacts. And if you look at the term contract, right? When you look at the church, they give out tracts, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, they give out these tracts about Jesus and all of this stuff, right? A contract is basically a piece of paper that is conning you. It's a contract. And they're conning
right.
you and leading you along a specific track. So we're getting into these contracts where we're conning our own brothers and sisters and saying, okay, you can leech off of them as long as you don't leech off of me. And when it starts to affect me, I'm going to give you whatever, you know, hell I can give you to make sure that me and mine is okay, but the rest of them, you can have them. And until we get out of that mind state, that mindset where we separate ourselves and we're able to say, okay, I'm going to have this little agreement here, this pact set up with the enemy, where they're going to treat me a little bit better than you, give me a little bit bigger crumbs off the table than you, but it's okay if they completely eradicate you, mistreat you, abuse you, kill you at will, and it's all right. I'm not going to get involved because I got it a little bit better than you. That is all in the context of who's controlling everything. And until we get rid of the person controlling everything, we can never have an equitable distribution of all resources and just an equitable distribution of sovereignty in all areas of people activity for everybody. So that's this. Scotty just sparked my brain with that, and I just wanted us to think about that. How many of us are willing to cut our nose to spite our face and say, I'm willing to get into this agreement with you, even though I know that you are sick. You are the sickest creature that's walked the planet, but I'm down to get down with you as long as you don't give me as much problems as you've given my brother down the block. Thank you. I'll mute my line.
Well said. What else do you need to say? That's so true. And that is really important because we always have a choice. What are we going to be choosing to do? Where are we going to place our energy? Because your energy is so valuable. It's the highest commodity on the planet. It is the commodity, the preferred commodity of relationships. And it is the number one target of the great predators. They're targeting your energy. So, very, very important. Well said. And I would love for us to develop the collective prudence that's necessary without leadership. And I think that you could have the balance of mutual respect, and not only that, seeing the value and appreciating and understand the importance of this person and that person being a part of, even though you may not agree with them. What does that really mean? That means that your overall selfish view is not, you know, there's a difference when a view can be responsible, a responsible view, and then where a view can be completely selfish. We have to really understand that I can't make it without you, even if there are things that we don't agree upon. But what we do agree upon is that there is an objective here, and that objective is our overall sovereignty. Our method and how we do it may be different, but I still need you to meet at the objective. And I still need you to help me get there, and I need to help you get there. That is powerful. It works. It always has worked. It's so powerful. It's always hidden. You remember the biblical story about Babylon? Babylon was so powerful because of collective prudence. It was so successful because of collective prudence, because it works. So listen, everyone, I'm going to we got any callers that's here? Any callers that's there?
I got one more question.
Okay, cool. Let's go. I thought we got another call. For the caller, come on up. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Yeah, my name is Scotty. I'm calling from North Carolina. And yeah, my question is, going back to Zimbabwe and cutting a deal with the IMF to get loans to rebuild infrastructure that may have been destroyed during their war for independence. And tell me if you agree with this analogy. To me, that the World Bank acts like the predatory lending, these quick loan companies that we see on a community level, where they give you money now, okay, but then it has a very, very high interest rates, and they're hoping that you're going to default. Okay, they're hoping that they're going, you know, the quick title loans and all of that.
Yes.
Is that the same thing, but on a
yes.
national? Okay, thank you.
That's exactly where that model came from. That model actually is derived from the overall IMF and the World Bank and you know the BIS and That's definitely what it is, because what they do is they come in, and remember, they create the wars for the countries to have those to get into that fight, to exhaust the citizenry to where they just wanted all to end. And what do? Make a deal with those that created. They fund both sides of it. Because in the end result, by funding both sides of it, it doesn't ensure that they win. It ensures that they get the overall resources by exhaustion. The exhaustion of the death and carnage, the exhaustion of the disease and poverty, to where the people will just say, give them whatever they want. Let's just let this end. They're gonna end this. Give them what they want. They've been practicing this for a very, very long time. Very, very, very long time. So that's exactly what it is. Your IMF predatory lenders are also on your block. They're not just in the overall secret so-called meetings. Why do you think these meetings that they have are secret? Why do you think that they have closed-door meetings and all of these things? And the general population thinks that, oh, this person, because they have that American flag there, is representing our best interest. Huh? Really think that? Doesn't happen. I know that they told, you know, it's so funny that some of the things that we should be engaging in, we don't. The things that we shouldn't be engaging in, we do, from this standpoint. Because the advertisement and the propaganda has been so strong, the system never has to lie about what they're doing, because we make an excuse for them doing exactly what they said they're going to do. So they don't need to lie. We make all the excuses for them. All excuses in the world. Oh, they wouldn't do that. That's not what happened. That's a conspiracy theory. You just made all the excuses for them. And the system walks away and says, give another trillion to the educational program of the world and make the overall people pay for it by their energy. To subjugate themselves, we will indoctrinate them to and domesticate them to subjugation.
Dave,
we apply the leash to our own necks. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Something that it just not making sense to me. When you have a country in Africa that's rich in natural resources, real assets. Now I understand you may need some cash to get something done or whatnot. But mm-hmm. I don't understand entering into contracts with these exorbitant interest rates and different clauses and fine print when you have assets that you simply can put up for sale to get what you want. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm confused about why.
Yeah.
Why
and right. And you know, Scotty, what happens is this: is because they control the market. They when you actually go to sell those assets, you're selling those assets into the very market that has established the IMF, the World Bank, and everything else.
Let me put it this
way,
Dave.
What should have happened is what you said. No, I agree, because what should have been is that you should have been able to go to someone else. You need this asset,
right?
I need this,
right.
And then there's a collective bartering that should be taking
exactly.
place here. I'm giving you something of value. So we don't have to go here.
Right. That's what I was getting at. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I don't either. It's kind of like one of the things that I really want us to really look at is I want you I want us to be able to have an alternative to walking into a bank. I want us to not walk into a bank. I want you to be the bank. Because when you're the bank, that person's the bank. That person's the bank. You can go to those individuals and engage in what you need to facilitate the overall agenda that you have. But I want our overall footsteps in the banks and our overall tracks in the banks to be as scarce as or as few and far between as the saber-toothed tiger. So, very, hey, very, very important. Listen. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry for interjecting. I had a question for you. Now,
no, you're good. You're good.
Okay, cool. When the U.S. bombed Iraq and bombed Afghanistan, the U.S. is taking taxpayer money to rebuild the places they damaged in Afghanistan. When Haiti fought the French and kicked them out of Haiti, they were forced to pay restitution to their slave masters for liberating themselves. Mugabe did just what I talked about before, went and made a contract with the enemy against his own people that is now coming to fruition in the worst way possible. So what I'm thinking is, why is it that those African countries have to go into the predatory lending situation to get to rebuild when these European powers are the reason their countries are in the condition they're in? They should have been suing them to get restitution to rebuild their country. But because of this overall system of white supremacy, they can't do that. So they have to go to other white supremacists to get money to put themselves further in debt and basically railroad themselves in a different way than the original railroading they got from these white powers in the first place. So, again, it just speaks to the need, the necessity for this system to be collapsed and the necessity for people with integrity to be put up as rulers of these countries who are not willing to participate. Mugabe's willing to participate, and I put up an article talking about how he has like millions, if not $1 billion, stashed in all these different places around the world and properties and all kinds of stuff, because I mean, he did a lot of good work, so I mean, he wasn't totally bad, but there was a corrupt part of him that was willing to sink the entire country in order for him and his family to be okay. And we have to get out of that mindset. These people that they're putting in charge are puppet rulers. And I wanted to know, like, just from your standpoint or your idea, what's the best way that in situations like that you can avoid the IMF? Because there's countries out there that have assets that are willing to, you know, give you decent loans where you're not being put in these financial rape scenarios with these other countries and these powers, these European powers. So, like, what's the best means of having that kind of collective prudence when these countries that have all these assets, especially on the African continent, don't even control their own resources? You go to South Africa, it's De Beers, a Jewish company in Europe that controls the assets in the ground on the continent.
Yeah.
Cobalt and other
rare earth minerals
are controlled by people who aren't there. So how can these people leverage, the average citizens and them work collectively to leverage what they have, the lion's share of the world's wealth, into something that they can use to help everybody, rather than continuing this path where it's almost like, even though this system has been in place shorter than any other system in history, it's had the worst impact on the psychological function of human beings ever since its enslavement, and it just makes us insane and functionally retarded. I'll mute my line.
And I would say, I'm going to end in this. Go ahead, and we're going to end on that, and we'll get back on it later on, because we got to end the show, because I definitely have to get ready for the conference call. Go ahead, Ramon.
Okay, real quick. Can cryptocurrency, or could it have played a... How could it have been used in what Ross just said about the situation with Mugabe? Could that have been brought into play?
You know what? Gaddafi, I'm gonna tell you, when you're on that platform, Gaddafi was moving to it and was actually trying to facilitate that actual system. It will come, but it's going to have to take is a process to it, because this system is very, very deep. The most important way to do that is for us the individual to decide to make small steps that continue to walk a mile, 1,000 miles, 1,000,000 miles, and forever, that we take those steps where we start to establish that type of economic, where we walk away from and don't give our energy to that that has been destroying us, and only give our energy to what we can use together and build together. If we focus more on that energy, then we'll start to make moves that will gain momentum that can be emulated and cross-pollinated in other things, in other fields. Hey, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Ramon, thank you for that great, great. We're going to have a second part of this. Rise, Smoke, Jerry, thank you. My man Thomas, Scotty, much love, much respect. The we're going to have the new members at it. 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 5:30 Pacific Time for the new members. So definitely meet you all there. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Bragg, if you would be so kind to, if you would, chime us out of here, and we'll talk to you all later. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.